In a few weeks, my friends and I are traveling to see a once-in-a-lifetime event. On April 8th, we're headed south to check out the solar eclipse. And as usual, while we travel, my entire crew will be staying in an Airbnb. Staying in an Airbnb always makes me feel a bit more at home when I travel. But during this trip, I started to think more about what would be going on with my home while I was away. Because when you're away from home, your place could be an Airbnb. Lots of people stay at an Airbnb without realizing that their space could be an Airbnb too. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. These days, I've been thinking more and more about how to improve my happiness through my senses. And one of the most effective sensory experiences for boosting well-being comes through smell. And that's why I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Meyers. Mrs. Meyers lets you clean your home with smells from nature. They offer a whole collection of household products that are inspired by the garden. My two favorites are lilac, which reminds me of my mom's favorite flower, and mint, which always feels so fresh and clean. So bring the delightful wonders of the outside garden into your home every time you clean. Visit MrsMeyers.com. Dr. Laurie here to talk to you about an important health issue. 60% of cervical cancers occur among women who have never been screened or are rarely screened. Cervical cancer screenings like a PAP or HPV test can help prevent cervical cancer. If you've fallen behind with your regular medical checkups, getting back on track with screenings can help you prevent cervical cancer. Visit cdc.gov and check out the Inside Knowledge campaign to learn more about different screening options and how often you should be tested. Pushkin. What could be more appetizing than a new season of The Happiness Lab? How about drinking the world's hottest hot sauce straight from the bottle? Wow, that is a large swig.
Oh my God.
This isn't a stunt. You're listening to the science of well-being in action. This season, we'll be unraveling the mystery of why small doses of fear, sadness, and pain can feel good.
Feel a little lightheaded. I feel a little loopy goosey. I feel like I love my job.
Your glasses are fogging up a lot.
We'll also be hitting the gym.
I was the last one to finish some horrific series of running and lifting and burpees.
To find if it's the right place to flex our friendship muscles.
And everyone stood around me clapping, like shouting my name, being like, you can do it. And of course, in the moment, I hated every single one of them.
We'll also head back to the playground to talk about modern parenting.
Our eight-month-old is on a slide. I thought he was afraid. No. He was looking to me for how should I feel. Oh, mom's afraid. Oh, dad's afraid. What is happening to me?
We love our kids and want them to be happy. But are we guilty of doing too much?
Oh, my God, if I could go back, because that was the beginning of just a decade and a half of overparenting.
This season of The Happiness Lab also features the U.S. Surgeon General, Star Trek's Wesley Crusher, and the person credited with coining a very famous phrase.
Yeah, there was a song, YOLO. I mean, YOLO, YOLO.
The Grateful Dead's drummer, Mickey Hart.
YOLO, YOLO.
He'll explain why that you only live once philosophy doesn't work the way we think.
It takes courage to go where you've never been before and do what you've never done before or do something and commit to it with everything you have.
We'll globetrot and meet a woman whose pursuit of happiness meant moving to the middle of nowhere in the depths of winter.
It was the coldest I have ever been.
Plus, you'll still get evidence-based tips and well-being hacks from the greatest researchers and experts working in the fields of happiness science.
I look at this pursuit of happiness a lot like a game of blackjack, and you get to stack the deck. You can have a deck full of six and sevens, or you can stack that deck with aces and jacks.
But I'll leave you with a question. What's your biggest regret in life?
My instinct was that my early 20s were the perfect moment to broaden my horizons, experience a new culture, and take a risk. Instead, I moved to Indiana. Oh man, I blew it.
We love Indiana, by the way. The Happiness Lab with me, Dr. Laurie Santos, returns September 6th, wherever you get your podcasts. Miss it, and you'll regret it. Dr. Laurie here to talk to you about an important health issue. 60% of cervical cancers occur among women who have never been screened or are rarely screened. Cervical cancer screenings like a PAP or HPV test can help prevent cervical cancer. If you've fallen behind with your regular medical checkups, getting back on track with screenings can help you prevent cervical cancer. Visit cdc.gov and check out the Inside Knowledge campaign to learn more about different screening options and how often you should be tested. Science suggests that both physical health and mental wellness are keys to happiness. And San Diego has the perfect formula of sun, sand, and easygoing vibes to lift your spirits. The people are welcoming, the scenery is beautiful, and there's a ton of fun experiences wrapped up in a small beach town feel. A trip to sunny San Diego can help you rest, recharge, and hopefully return to life feeling reinvigorated. Find your happiness at sandiego.org today. Funded in part with City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds. These days, I've been thinking more and more about how to improve my happiness through my senses. And one of the most effective sensory experiences for boosting well-being comes through smell. And that's why I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Meyers. Mrs. Meyers lets you clean your home with smells from nature. They offer a whole collection of household products that are inspired by the garden. My two favorites are lilac, which reminds me of my mom's favorite flower, and mint, which always feels so fresh and clean. So bring the delightful wonders of the outside garden into your home every time you clean. Visit MrsMeyers.com.